From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, is under a state of emergency after protesters clashed with police for a second night following another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The demonstration, which began peacefully, turned violent, and police used tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The Charlotte government said one person was shot Wednesday night by another civilian, not police. The city government also retracted a statement that the person had died. The protest stemmed from a black Charlotte police officer fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car and ignored police commands to put the gun down. His killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Terrence Crutcher's twin spoke about the incident when she talked to reporters on Wednesday.
And to hear the helicopter police say he looks like a bad dude, people who are paid to protect and serve us. You didn't know my brother. You didn't know if he needed help. You didn't even stop to see you immediately because you thought he looked like a bad dude. Told him to comply. Comply for what? What did he do to comply? Why did he need to put his hands up? What did he do?
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to become intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted the situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic. A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or military shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent.